You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Drive, thanks so much for being here on this Wednesday. And we're 1 hour now, exactly 1 hour away from learning what the 2024 schedule is like. Oklahoma and Texas join the SEC. And we will, just as an advisory, we will learn who everyone is playing. We will not get the dates yet. I know there's some confusion about that. It's fairly complicated. That once everybody gets their schedule, then they'll start trying to manage everything else, because a normal schedule was already pretty well set, and now that goes out the window. So more on that 1 hour from now. Larry is up next. Good afternoon.
Hey, man. Todd, I won't know nothing until in the morning.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's got to be pretty tough. But just hold on, Jim, about this job with that show. Just hold on. Because Larry's been resumated for that job too, Jack. You got it?
Larry, do you think you could handle a daily job right now?
Yeah, man, with that woman on there, I couldn't be up next to her. Whew, I could go through hell be next to that woman. I could fight 14 Marines and go through snow and hail and bullets and machine guns and be next to her. Shoot, yeah, man.
You heard
she's
Jim,
hot.
Jim made some reference to her age. Like,
maybe. What is Jim going to do, wear a paper sack with holes in it so nobody knows who he is?
I don't know. I haven't asked him.
Get out of here, man. Damn age, man. I don't look 50.
No, you look, Larry, you're a very young-looking man.
I thank you, Mr. Feinbaum, and you're a very handsome man. I think I might be falling in love with you like AC.
Well.
I love you, Paul.
Get online.
I love all you. I love you, Randy. Oh, Dan. I'm just in love. Give me that job, because I've been resumated for it, Paul. I swear.
Well, Larry, don't get too excited. I don't want your ticker to go off.
All right, and I know this schedule coming out. Y'all have Georgia, the easiest cream puffs you can have.
Yeah, I've had a look at Georgia's schedule.
Easier schedule they have this year.
Georgia.
I mean, hell, who are they playing? Woodlawn High School,
yeah.
Or Barrett High School?
Georgia has a couple of junior colleges on its conference schedule for next year, Larry.
Darryl, he's such a fruitcake. Yeah, but do. All right, Paul.
Okay, good to hear from you. Thank you. AC is up next.
Thank you so much for taking my call, Mr. Feinbaum. How you feeling?
We're feeling great.
You know what? Let me tell you something. Wheel of Fortune, they need an international product who can bring more audience. I should be their international product, but I don't want to be their international product, because I don't like you fat Americans anyway. Matter of fact, even if I got in, I would get those dollars. I could buy some lands back home. I could do more business, Mr. Feinbaum. It's all business, just like you. You want to make your money? I want to make my money, too. But here's the thing. You know, you had a caller name expired. You posted something earlier today. I threw a lot of expired products. That's how I feel about you, expired. You are just like your Texas A&M Aggies. Let's talk about the Aggies a little bit. Expired. 2018, if I'm correct, this is when Jimbo Fisher took that job. And since then, a lot of things happened. Not even Jim Harbaugh went to back-to-back playoffs. What? Anyone see Jimbo Fisher in the playoffs? I know of, not with the Texas A&M Aggies, with Florida State, absolutely. That was by Oregon Ducks. They cracked their way all all the way to the championship game. What happens to Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M? Nothing. Your baby daddy, Texas and Oklahoma, is going to come along. And guess what? You're going to serve up to your baby daddy. Might as well acknowledge them. So they're going to pop off some grandkids too. But Larry and Shelby, this is how it goes. Mr. Firebell! I love you. I love you. I love you. I freaking love you, dog.
Jason is up next in Louisiana. Hello, Jason.
Hey there, Mr. Paul Feinbaum. How you doing today?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Good. I called to answer the question that Dwayne didn't answer for you. LSU will win the West.
Okay. And I can tell you why. Like to give us a reason?
Brian Kelly, one.
Okay. That's a good one.
Has done an excellent job in rebuilding that defense through the transfer portal. Mason Smith will be back. And we still got Harold Perkins. And the O-line is stronger than ever. We're getting Sir Lance Hurd in. He'll probably take over right tackle spot, moving Emory Jones to left guard. And the offense will have the second-year starting quarterback. And they're going to be rolling. Very well possible it might be a playoff team.
Could be.
I predicted it just now.
Well, we heard you just now. Glenn is up next. Good afternoon, Glenn.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you.
I agree with man. I hope we play everybody. I hope we play Georgia, Tennessee, LSU, Auburn. That would be great. If we lost two games, we might still be able to go to the playoffs.
Well, I think that's something important to remember because if what I believe is true on these schedules, they're going to be very difficult even at eight games. Two losses will definitely get you in a playoff game. Thank you very much for the call. Henry is up next. Good afternoon, Henry.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Feinbaum?
We are doing well. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I just want to come on here and let you know, Roll Tide, and we're expecting to win it all this year.
Henry, where's that confidence coming from?
Hey, man, where is it went? You know, we're in the conversation every year.
Well, that is correct. You'd have to go back to 2007 that Alabama really wasn't part of the national championship conversation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, that's all I wanted to come on here today.
Well, that's all Roll Tide. Roll Tide. I mean, how could you think anything else? Cheerleaders up next.
Hey, listen, so they're getting ready to put out the new schedule?
Correct.
And, Paul, do the coaches have an idea of who they're going to play?
Right now, to the best of my knowledge, every school has seen a copy of the schedule.
So okay, do they have to approve it, or it's just sent to them?
Well, no, I don't think they were given a vote. This was a collaborative conversation that went on for many, many months. I believe the schedules went out yesterday afternoon or yesterday morning. So if you know somebody at a university and they've told you today, well, I don't know what it is, and they were just holding back.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. Well, on a completely different subject, while I was waiting for you to talk to me, I saw an ad on the television about Nick Saban's youth football camp.
Right.
And he was down there in front of all the youth down there. Nick was doing the sit-ups with them. Do you think that they would make an exception and let a woman over 50, go to that youth camp? If I had gear?
Cheerleader, I think knowing you, and I do know you, I think Nick Saban would see you walking down the street and say, you got a spot.
Well, I'm going to call and see if I can
get
in next
I mean, year. I don't want you to take this the wrong way because it's going to sound terrible, but it's a common line that we use in football, in the parlance. When was the last time you put on the pads?
Shut up. Hey,
did that
Paul,
sound as
I'll
bad as I thought
later.
It did? I can see you wearing shoulder pads. I think you'd be perfect. We're up against a break. Wonder how those things always come at the right time. We'll take a short break. Chris Doering will join us. We'll preview what's ahead tonight and a look at the season as well.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So we're counting down for the reveal show. Chris Doering here, of course, a big part of that. Chris, everybody is digging deep into what we're going to see tonight. What are you attuned most to?
I think the thing that I'm most attuned to is maintaining some of the rivalries that have made this conference so special. I think, you know, in a day and age where we're seeing such a drastic shift in college football, the landscape, that the rules, everything, retaining what has made this conference so great with its historical rivals is something I'm excited about, seeing how the conference addresses going forward for that 2024 season.
Yeah, and I listen, the conference had to figure this thing out. They were working on another plan, and then things change. I think a lot of people tonight will look at that schedule and go, okay, what would it have looked like had we had an extra game? Certainly, there'll be some fan bases hurt tonight.
I tell you what, though, I go through and look at the 8 games that the opponents of each of these teams in the conference are going to be playing. Like, it's daunting. Every one of them looks like it's right. Very difficult. You and I talked before we got on here, what would 9 look like? I mean, it has always been a meat grinder playing football in this conference, but it seems like it's getting more and more difficult, and certainly the addition of Texas and Oklahoma takes it up to another level.
Do you think if there's a reaction, and I think there will be, that, man, that was something to see, 9 would be great, but could there also be some pushback going, we don't need any more?
We've already had pushback. We were at spring meetings last year talking to some of the coaches saying, look, it's great in theory, but it's going to add an extra loss to right. every to half of the conference's win-loss record. So it's certainly something that's going to have an upside, but also a downside. And we're seeing so much coaching turnover with such short leashes that these coaches are given. They don't have the luxury of you know, having these schedules that are so difficult that it's ultimately going to keep them from bowl eligibility and ultimately probably in their career a little sooner.
And like Florida, for example, I mean, you've already got Florida State, You've added Utah last year and this year, other games, and that just makes it even more problematic. But
look at Florida in 2024. They play Florida State, Miami, and UCF outside of the conference schedule. So you got a true state championship in addition to these eight games that you're going to be revealing later tonight. You know, Billy Napier's trying to make hay right now, but the schedule this year, as you talked about, was with Utah starting the year off, and then next year, it's tough sledding right now.
Speaking of Napier, I got the impression in Destin, you're closer, much closer to it than we are, that he understands what's in front of him. Scott Strickland, very emphatic in his support. Mm-hmm. You're on the ground there. Yeah. You hear from the naysayers. You hear from everyone.
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, as we've talked about before, Florida fans don't have a ton of patience, but I think they're going to be a better program this year. I don't know if it's going to result in more wins, unfortunately. I think Vegas has the win total set at 5.5, so you don't even believe that Florida's going to get bowl eligible. It's a difficult schedule, as we talk about, with Utah starting off and then having to play LSU and playing Arkansas from the West. The East continues to get better. I think Georgia obviously is head and shoulders above everybody else, but Kentucky, I think, is going to be better than they were last year. South Carolina has exceeded expectations in each of the first 2 years under that new coaching staff with Shane Beamer and his group. So it's tough. I don't know how you get to six wins in what I'm looking at right now. But when we talk to Coach Napier, he thinks this team is going to be better. And that's losing Anthony Richardson, a top five NFL draft pick. He feels like the team as a whole is going to be better this year.
Explain to us what the quarterback situation is going to look like and how they're going to implement that.
Yeah, so I think from what I've talked to in terms of the coaches around there, they're very excited about Graham Mertz, the transfer that comes in from Wisconsin, have all talked about his football IQ. I think in this offense, they give him a little more opportunity to show kind of some of that IQ more than Wisconsin did. A lot of plays that are tagged where he can make options and checks at the line of scrimmage, so they feel like he's going to put them in the right play. Jack Miller returns, didn't have a great start last year in a tough situation against Oregon State in the Vegas Bowl. Those two guys will battle through, but I kind of get the feeling just talking to folks that it's kind of Graham Mertz's job to lose at this point.
There seems to be a negativity perceptively about him. I realize when you leave a place, and Wisconsin was going through a transition, made a coaching change. Why is that? Because he seems, I don't know.
This was a highly recruited, he was a five-star guy coming out. Had that tremendous debut in his first game as a starter and then just didn't have a ton of success. But, like, when you think offense, you're not thinking, wow, Wisconsin's a sexy place to go play quarterback. No. It's not exactly like they're throwing it around the yard or the weather's even conducive to doing that. So I think it's been a little tough. I think he's also put a lot of pressure on himself. Sometimes guys that are high IQ guys overthink things a little bit. I think there's something to be said for maybe being a little dumber and not thinking about as much. But I do believe that
Was that your secret?
I think that I probably am in the overthink. I wouldn't say I'm a high IQ guy, but I think I overthink things a lot of way. But Dustin Johnson, great golfer, goes out there, just plays, doesn't overthink things. But I think that they've gotten him in a position where he feels really confident about the situation he steps into and that he's going to not put all that pressure on himself that he has the last couple of years in Wisconsin.
Let me flip over to the West because there's a decent debate. I don't want to go overboard between Alabama and LSU. And the fact that there's even a debate just shows you how great this LSU program has improved. Yeah. How do you look at that and help understand what's going to happen this season?
Probably not a popular, opinion amongst Alabama fans, but I think they're sliding a little bit. I mean, you lose two of your coordinators on offense and defense. You don't have that smooth transition into the quarterback like we've had from Hurts to Tua to Mac to Bryce. It's been an easy transition. This is a challenging one. You got a new competitor coming over in Tyler Buchner. So it's a situation that I think the combination of some uncertainties with Alabama and how good I feel about LSU. I don't know how about you, but Brian Kelly has become one of my favorite guys in this conference. Quickly won me over with his presence and command. The way that team improved from the Florida State game to the end of the year. I was on site for the Citrus Bowl and that win over Purdue. They look like a team that plays really cohesively, that has a lot of success coming back from last year to this year's team that they could build on and that stretch there with that win at the end of the year.
Now, when you talk to him, he's he's different than what we're normal and used to. And that's listen, there's great coaches in the SEC, but he's a different world type of guy.
And credit Scott Woodward for having the foresight to say, all right, one, this is a guy we can go get. Two, he's going to be a good fit. Everybody questioned this Northerner coming down here to Baton Rouge and how he was going to fit in. But man, I just think he has such command and leadership ability that he gets people to fall in line very easily. And I find him to be much more warm than I thought he was watching him on the sideline at Notre Dame. It's going to be a tough schedule for LSU, as it is most teams playing in the West. But I really believe that they're going to be back in Atlanta at the end of the year.
I won't overreact to that because
I think it's a popular opinion. Is it not right now? I think, LSU is kind of the trendy pick among some of the folks in my seat.
No, it is. And I think we have to get used to that. But their schedule, the game that's going to matter the most is November 4th.
Yeah, I mean, it seemingly always is. And, I think that the West is defined by that rivalry here in the past. And certainly, it doesn't start easy having to play against Florida State down in Orlando, looking to get some revenge from last year's opening season loss in New Orleans. But I really feel good about, obviously, their quarterback situation, Jaden Daniels, and having Garrett Nussmeier there, too. The receivers are really good. You get Mason Smith back defensively. So there's a lot to be excited about if you're an LSU fan.
I realize the next question is limiting because we know who's supposed to be good. Who could break through?
I'm going to say I caught a lot of flack for this last year, and it didn't go well, but I'm going back with Kentucky. I'm going to ride the Kentucky train. Kentucky was better than their record indicated last year. Their offensive line was the big surprise and being as poor as they were. But I really believe that they went out and got maybe one of the most under-talked about quarterbacks in the transfer portal and getting Liam Cohen back. Liam Cohen is the key to that success of Kentucky's offense. I think the bar has been dropped down a little low after the failures they had last year. But I think Kentucky has a chance to be maybe a surprise team this year.
And they have a non-conference schedule that is tailor-made for that.
Yeah, look at it. I mean, you get off to a fast start there, even with Vanderbilt in the last game of September, or the second-to-last game of September. Let's not forget, Vanderbilt did beat Kentucky last year, so there's some motivation. But I think it's a nice schedule for them to get off to a fast start.
Speaking of fast starts, we got a program 35 minutes away that will get off to a very fast start. Chris will be a major part of it. Yeah. Chris, always great to see you.
Yeah, great to be here with you, man. Thanks for having me, Paul.
Chris Doering joining us as we count down for the SEC reveal straight ahead.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
We are now 30 minutes away. SEC Now, the 2024 football opponents reveal. Straight ahead, you'll find out what we have been debating and speculating about for almost 2 years.
And welcome back. Let's continue with more phone calls. And Dean is up next in New Hampshire.
Hey, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. I'm calling to tell you I have this special talent called ESP, extrasensory perception.
Okay.
I can tell you what you do for a living and what kind of house you live in.
Really?
Like you. Yes. Like, you live in a more than modest house, and twice a year, probably a dog house. But I want to get right to the facts. I want to go to somebody I don't know nothing about.
Oh, you're wrong.
AC from Canada. What do you think
did
he lives
Did you say
with?
I had a dog house?
No, I said your wife put you in a dog house twice a year.
Twice a year.
And you do have a dog house. But anyway... So, AC from Canada.
My dog has a house, but it's actually not a dog house.
Okay. All right. So, anyway, AC from Canada. What do you think he does for a living, and where does he live?
I'm going to let the person with ESP tell us.
He is what you call a, quote, motivational speaker who lives in a van down by the river.
That's a good song, Down by the River. Yep. Expired is up next in Texas. Hello, Expired.
Hey, Paul, how you doing today?
Things are great. Thank you.
Sweet. Hey, question maybe answer, maybe you can't. Did he have a college that he has allegiance to, or does he just call and say stupid things all the time without – really picking a pool. I have no idea.
Yeah, I think he just calls and says stupid things all the time.
Oh, sweet. Okay, well, I did figure one thing out when he called a while ago. I did figure out what AC stands for. It stands for A cockroach. Okay, A cockroach. And, you know, I figured this out also, Paul. He's in Bangladesh, okay, watching cricket. And he really misses being in the United States. He does.
Cricket is very big over there.
It is. I think the favorite sport or whatever you want to call it. It's not like.
I know somebody who covered a cricket game in New Delhi, and he said it will blow Oklahoma, Texas away.
Really? Yeah. Wow. I can't believe that, but anyways, the last thing point, you know, we're talking about Vanna White and Pat Sajak and who's going to host that show. And, you know, I think about you guys, like probably you're just a normal guy, and Dwayne and Larry and Jim, they're a little crazy sometimes, but you know, like those y'all guys would love to be around Vanna White. And those are the type of guys that would drink her bath water. You know what I mean? And AC, a cockroach, would do the same to you, Paul. That's how sick that dude is.
I think he would. I'm glad to hear that. First time I've heard that in a while. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Frank is in Texas. We'll go Texas two in a row here.
Hi, Paul. I want to understand what you think about Texas and Oklahoma being in SEC. You think they'll fare good?
I do. I think it's one of the seminal moments in SEC history. And I know right now, and I think 30 minutes from now, everyone will be looking naturally for their own schedules. But, you know, will we or when do we get Oklahoma and Texas? To me, that's what
this is
about.
Do you think Texas will play good against Alabama the second week?
I do. I think they'll play well, but I would make a prediction now that Alabama would beat them.
I do too.
Yeah.
Thank you, bud.
Yeah, I think Texas. Oh, by the way, we think we got the man of the moment calling in, Todd, up next. Todd, is that you?
Yes, me, Paul. They ain't operated yet. They gonna start on me early in the morning.
Okay, so you're still scheduled for bypass. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And they'll probably get me out of surgery. They said right around 11 or 12 tomorrow, but you will never believe this, Paul. Paul, do you remember we used to talk about Shane from the Feinbaum show? That's what he thought. you'll never believe the wives that their husbands had sent them down here to ask, is that Todd from the Fine Bomb Show? And I have been tickled to death. That's a little girl named Hayden that's right down here. Her husband sent her to find me, Paul.
Oh, that is
so
fantastic.
So it has been a hoot.
So how is how is the preparation gone? What happens the day before?
Paul, I am like a shaved rat with nothing but a little hair left on my head.
I know that
that's
feeling.
The only place I got hair is on top of my head.
So they come and just mow you down, right?
They mowed me down. I hadn't been this away since I was born. And it sure feels funny, Paul.
Well, the good news is you'll be asleep soon. For
yeah, and Paul, I'm so nervous. The anxiety is about to get the best of me. I'm so nervous I could about pass out.
Todd, I have fortunately not had many moments when I've been put under, but I always love that moment when they're wheeling you down to the OR and they've already given you the a couple of doses, and you're saying
yes
to yourself, I'm fine. And the next thing you know, somebody's like waking you up 5 hours later.
Right. Yes. You know that operation we had. Now, I went to Birmingham and had that colonoscopy. That's okay, but this one scares me because they're going.
Let me a colonoscopy compared to heart bypass is like chewing gum compared to swallowing a whale.
Yes.
That all I can say, Todd, is we're all thinking you, we're praying for you, and I can't wait for sometime soon. I don't know when it will be. I look down and see your name on the board. Get some rest tonight because you'll get plenty tomorrow. Cat Daddy is up next.
Big Paul, looking good, sounding good as always. Let me tell you, y'all got this thing up here about Vanna White. I met Vanna White. She is from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And
Married,
yes, sir. My wife worked at WMC TV in Memphis. She wasn't my wife then, but we were seeing each other. And she,
Union
Union Avenue.
Union Avenue.
That was a place called Woody's across the street, and there was another bar, a little hamburger joint called Huey's.
There used to be a car dealership over there too.
I wouldn't be surprised what's over there now. It's been a while since I've been back there.
I can tell you, I drove past there a couple of months ago. There wasn't much.
Is Overton Square still there?
Yeah, it sure is. I flew down there for a talk, and the guy gave me a nostalgia tour very quickly, and Overton Square is alive and well.
Now, we used to have some fun down there. I haven't found out. When I met Vanna White, my wife got me down there and got to meet her. And,
well, tell us about it. I mean, none of us have ever met Vanna White. What was that experience like?
Well, she was a tiny little thing. I didn't
really
think she would. Yeah, a tiny little old gal. And but she was very nice, and she signed autographs for us. My wife working at the TV station, they got a lot of celebrities coming through there at the time. So, you know, she said she knew somebody I wanted to meet. She'd call me and let me know, and
Channel 5, that's WMC. That used to be my mother's favorite newscast every night.
Oh, Lord, Jack Eaton doing the sports.
Eaton.
And
great
Dave
Scott.
Brown did the weather.
Absolutely.
And, there were some great people over there I got to know and meet. Well, anyway, just let you know, Vanna White's a lovely child.
Well,
If somebody takes over for Pat Sajak, I say it ought to be Paul Feinbaum.
I do not want the job.
No. God love y'all.
No. I mean, well, that much money is involved? Maybe do it once a week. We'll take a short break. We are 19 minutes away from the SEC conference reveal. We'll be back to talk more about that right after this. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing?
your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.